but his diet was usually of the sparest, and his habits were simple to the verge of austerity. Save for the occasional use of cocaine, he had no vices, and he only turned to the drug as a protest against the monotony of existence, when cases were scanty and the papers uninteresting. One day, in early spring, he had so far relaxed as to go for a walk with me in the park, where the first faint shoots of green were breaking out upon the elms, and the sticky spearheads of the chestnuts were just beginning to burst into their fivefold leaves. For 2 hours we rambled about together, in silence for the most part, as befits two men who know each other intimately. It was nearly 5 before we were back in Baker Street once more. "Beg pardon, sir," said our page boy as he opened the door. "There's been a gentleman here asking for you, sir." Holmes glanced reproachfully at me. "So much for afternoon walks," said he. "Has this gentleman gone, then?" "Yes, sir." "Didn't you ask him in?" "Oh, yes, sir, he came in." "How long did he wait?" "Half an hour, sir. He was a very..."